This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. In Jharkhand, elaborate arrangements have been made for the first phase of assembly elections. 43 constituencies will go to polls in this phase tomorrow. Second phase of polling will be held on the 20th of this month in 38 constituencies. Counting of votes will be taken up on the 23rd of November. Meanwhile, the leaders of both NDA and India Bloc are paying attention in those areas where the second phase of election is to be held. Addressing an election meeting at Jharia in Dhanbad, senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah exhorted people to uproot the corrupt Hemant Soren government as this is the right time. While addressing election meetings at Sindri, senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren appealed to voters to exercise their vote judiciously. All preparations have also been made for the by-polls for 33 assembly constituencies in 11 states, including Kerala's Wayanad parliamentary seat, tomorrow. Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in Maharashtra as the leaders of various political parties leave no stone unturned to woo the voters. Addressing a political rally in Chimur constituency of Chandrapur district, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that Maharashtra is the state which attracts the largest foreign direct investment. The state is having new airports, new expressway, more than a dozen of Vande Bharat trains and 100 railways are being redeveloped in the state. Meanwhile, Rahul Gandhi's scheduled rally in Chikhli in Buldhana district was cancelled due to technical issues in his aircraft. MP Supriya Sule addressed a rally in Aheri of Gadchiroli in support of MVA candidates. NCP SP Supremo Sharad Pawar is set to address 5 rallies in Nashik district today. Union Minister for Petroleum and Natural Gas Hardeep Singh Puri has stated that biofuel blending could save India 91,000 crore rupees on import expenses, with these savings benefiting the agricultural sector. Inaugurating the 27th Energy Technology Summit in Bengaluru, he noted that India ranks second globally in biofuel blending and is on track to achieve a 20% biofuel blending target by next year, ahead of the schedule. In Jammu and Kashmir, a gunfight broke out between security forces and terrorists in North Kashmir's Bandipora district this morning. Srinagar-based Army's Chinar Corps spokesperson informed that based on specific intelligence input regarding the presence of terrorists, a joint operation was launched by the Army and J&K police in the general forest area of Nagmark in the district. In Uttarakhand, 6 people lost their lives in a collision between 2 vehicles in Dehradun late last night, while the condition of another person remains critical. A total of 7 people were travelling in the vehicle. India has secured a spot in the global top 10 countries in patents, trademarks and industrial designs in the World Intellectual Property Indicators 2024 report. The report reveals significant growth in patent, trademark and industrial design applications across top economies. India continues to solidify its place as a global leader in the intellectual property or IP landscape by showing substantial progress and marking new milestones in IP activity. Commerce and Industry Ministry said in a statement that India ranks 6th globally for patents with 64,480 applications, with resident filings accounting for over half of all submissions. India's exports of solar, photovoltaic or PV products has surged 23 times to $2 billion in the last 2 years. A report by Institute for Energy Economics and Financial Analysis and GMK Research and Analytics says the growth was made during the fiscal year 2022 to 2024. The Ministry of Communication is working on the call dropping problems faced by the consumers. As per sources, the ministry is monitoring the quality of service every month instead of 4 times in a year. And in Women's Asian Hockey Champions Trophy, match between India and 3-time winner South Korea is underway at the Rajgir Hockey Stadium in Bihar. Yesterday, India defeated Malaysia with a clean score of 4-0 in the opening match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.